This is a Diamond and Gemstone Therapy group remote session. For those who may be exposed to a virus, if you have symptoms, this isn't the call for you. I am doing a call tomorrow night for those who do have flu-like symptoms. So if you would please hang up and come tomorrow, I would appreciate it. And I'm sure everyone here would as well, because it will dilute their experience. This is for people who have been in large groups for work, have traveled in the past few weeks, who are working in the medical community, who are working in our grocery stores, helping to supply us with food. If you are with people, you may be exposed. And so this session is for you. So thank you for honoring that. Okay. I'd like to begin by declaring the space of our session to be safe and sacred and clear. This is your time, a time that you have given to yourself. I want to honor yourself for giving yourself this time for healing and self-care. It's something that we often don't do enough for ourselves. In this space, you're welcome to acknowledge the presence of your spiritual guides, guardian angels, whoever you look to for that inner support, that they may support you in the session, perhaps guiding you to a greater understanding of our work this evening and your own individual work this evening. May they also guide my focus so that I may serve you best. We acknowledge the presence of all the healing energies of heaven and earth. They are invited into the session as needed for the greater good of all concerned. And may thy will be done. All right, I've started with two diamonds in the space of our session tonight. I'm going to begin with some general alignment. And my intention for this evening is to support your body and being to identify and expel any unwanted energies, particularly of the viral nature that may be in your field, or perhaps already in your body that you have not yet developed symptoms for. And also those among you who are continually exposed, that maybe we can learn something about your resilience that can help not only this group, but others who may need assistance. And now for just a general clearing. We'll be starting with a diamond overhead. And then allowing it to move down what we call the central chakra channel. This is a columnar-like conduit that brings life-giving heaven energy down from above and life-giving earth energy up into your body from below, from the earth. It's a very important conduit. Feeds your chakras, feeds your aura, and it feeds your body and being. A key and very fundamental source of energy moving into your body. We'll be doing more work with this later on. Okay, we're now below the feet. So this is a good time to feel the support that the furniture is providing your body and relax into it, sink into it, sink into your body. Reclaim it as your home, your temple, your vehicle. This is an opportunity to focus on being grounded, connecting with the earth. Here's your opportunity to just reach down. Feel the gentle pull of gravity inviting you to settle. And as your energies settle, they fall into place. They fall into alignment. I'm going to invite the Master Healer formula, that is lavender quartz, sugilite, and tanzanite. The original Master Healer design. And take a breath, and then as you exhale, allow yourself to sink even more into the earth. You're looking for a sense of connection, as though something kind of clicks in, something connects. Clearing to nourish your connection with Earth. And now clearing to strengthen. Connection with Earth. You may feel a sense of a shoring up of that connection. You may feel a sense of greater vitality coming from below, greater sense of capability. Okay, the next time you inhale and draw earth energy up the center of your body. Draw it up into your lungs. And then exhale down the center of your body back into the earth. And do this two more times. Really try to pull earth energy up. Center of your body and into your lungs. Good. Now we're going to take a pause, allowing this to integrate. And this is important because we find that people who are infected have anomalies, shall we say, in the central channel. So we want to make sure that yours is stable, clear, secure, well-defined, and able to do its job. Okay, good. So now, without emphasizing your breath at all, just notice how in your normal breathing that you can pull energies up from the earth into your lungs. And then exhale so gently back down the center channel, back into the earth. Let that be a very natural thing that you're doing. Take 3, 4, 5 breaths like this. Okay, I'm going to be working again under your feet. You can either continue your gentle breathing, or you can just relax your breath and relax your focus. Okay, under your feet and then moving deeper into the earth, unlocking blockages. Imbalances, misalignments. Inviting that master healer energy to come all the way down, all we can, as far down as we can. No, we're not going to the core. That's a little too hot, a little too much energy for this purpose, for this intention. But we're going significantly far. Maybe even upper mantle. Where diamond crystals are born. Connecting with that diamond energy, allowing it to gradually move up your central channel, bringing in 7 color rays, life-giving energy. 7 color rays, just filling that channel, correcting depletions, just automatically clearing unwanted energy due to the purity of these colors, red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and purple. And as they reach just below your feet, they become moderated by your Earth Star Chakra, so energy center about 3 feet below your feet. The colors are modified so that when they do enter your body, they are in exactly the strength that you need, perfectly tailored for you, the colors and the exact proportion that fits you perfectly. And all this will be determined by the intelligence center in your Earth Star Chakra. You may feel this fountain of cool, nourishing light coming up your body from below. Just allow it to go where it wants to go. Anywhere in your body, it will be spreading itself out completely. Now, the earth energy is only one half of the equation. But when you are well grounded like this, you're also better able to receive heaven energy. And the light from above is easier to connect with, it's easier to contact, it's easier to access, it's easier to experience and receive. So, moving one diamond overhead, the other below your feet, just opening and just gently reconnecting with the central chakra channel overhead as it reaches overhead to collect heaven energy. Connecting heaven with earth, diamond overhead, diamond at feet. Master Healer is still with us, supporting alignment with greater alignment, you're able to receive life-giving energy more easily because your energy field is more organized. It's better compartmentalized so that life energy has a place to be. As the light comes in, the unwanted energy can leave, and it does. Clearing to nourish overhead. With earth and heaven energy both coming in and meeting behind each chakra in the central chakra channel, imbalances in your field are also able to resolve themselves. And of course, deficiency is alleviated, clearing to nourish. Okay, noticing right away we've got some electromagnetic radiation to clear. This is harmful electromagnetic radiation. So I'm calling in EMR for short, the EMR clearing mandala. Inviting it to be very big, surrounding your whole body with this gemstone mandala. Then becomes spherical and sponge-like, able to absorb all the harmful electromagnetic radiation that your body may have absorbed instead of allowing to pass harmlessly through. Okay, the sponge is getting heavy. Noticing some difficulty letting this go. So let's just lift up this sponge, place it into the river of life, and then off it goes back to the universe. We're going to again invite the EMR clearing mandala, but this time we're doing something to allow it to be a poultice for your whole body and aura. These gems also teach your body how to become resilient to harmful EMR, how to allow this to move right on through as if it's no big deal. It just passes right through your body. It does not stay. It does not collect. And the body does not get curious about it. Because that's what usually happens. The intelligence centers get curious. Oh, this is something new. What is this? And that curiosity can hold the harmful EMR. And then the body doesn't know how to let it go. So right now we're teaching your body how to let it go. Okay, going to modify the mandala so that it now returns to its sponge-like character. Inviting all the harmful electromagnetic radiation that may have gotten caught in your tissues and cells instead of passing harmlessly through to be absorbed by the sponge. Good, very nice. Sponge is getting heavier, heavier. I'm going to lift it up, place it into the river of life, and off it goes. I'm going to do this one more time. Just with a sponge. And what I'd like to do with this sponge is ask it to be very specific about 5G. So let's modify the mandala so it is the teacher, the poultice. Bringing the gemstone energies into your body, the intelligence centers, recognizing what 5G is, because they do. It's different, it's new, it's strong. And let them satisfy their curiosity in this, you might say, this conference of intelligence centers throughout your body, receiving the nourishment and the numerology and geometry and gemstone properties of the EMR clearing mandala. Searching under the guidance of your own intelligence centers, searching your own genetic code, even perhaps those dormant genes, come forward with the answer. That's inside you about how to become resilient to 5G. Strengthen this mandala a little bit, and if you feel it's too much or it's still not enough for you, you can imagine a little radio dial, and you can turn the dial clockwise to the right if you want the mandala to work more strongly for you, and you can turn the dial to the left if you want it to work more gently. So in this way you have control. okay, it's time to modify the mandala and enhance the moonstone. We need some moonstone in here. Cool off some of this. The sense of burning that's here. We'll address that in just a second. We'll finish this clearing first. Okay, so the mandala is now the sponge. Embraces, encompasses your body and aura. Thick like a sponge, absorbing all the harmful 5G frequencies that may have been caught in your body and being instead of passing harmlessly through, which you are much more capable of doing now. Okay, the sponge is getting heavy, slowly heavier, heavier. Okay, we're going to lift up the sponge, place it into the river of life, and off it goes. So my observation was that there was less than the usual EMR clearing, but the intensity was so much greater. There's a sense of burning. Right, aquamarine, mother of pearl. Inviting that in, inviting it to find the areas where the charring has occurred, areas that have been charred by the heat. Yeah, it's hotter. The heat of the 5G, allowing the aquamarine to become like water, moving down from overhead, and just streaming in little rivulets, wherever those rivulets need to go for you to soothe, clean, heal, repair those burnt edges of your energetic fabric. Nice. Just allow that stream of aquamarine to continue. Nice. Okay. Taking a pause. And now clearing to nourish your entire body. Entire body and aura. Feeling the soothing 7 colors. Doing some synchronizing. Tissue affected by the 5G is still a little bit shattered. No, I don't believe this has caused the flu, but it may have made people more susceptible. This kind of like a perfect storm where these various factors have all come together. Working some more with the central chakra channel above your head, coming down. And then moving up. So now take a long drawn breath through your nose. And as you do, draw energy down from the top of your head, through your head, down and into your lungs. And then the exhale, move it back. Up your chest, your neck, your head, and out the top of your head into the universe. And do that 3 times. Take a pause. In other words, just stop trying. Just relax. Notice what's going on in your body. And then very gently, as you breathe, breathe in the heaven energy, and you might notice that as you do, you get some heaven energy and some earth energy, like half and half. That's perfectly fine. That's where we're headed. And since we have cleared that earth conduit, it's very likely that, and the heaven, that you'll get both. Also okay if you're practicing just heaven energy by itself and are able to breathe it in by itself. But ultimately, practice a very natural heaven-earth breathing with each breath, half heaven, half earth. Energy comes up from below. Energy moving into your lungs moves also down from above. As it fills your lungs, you get the perfect mixture of the heaven light and the earth light. They're different, very different. They're opposites. And when opposites come together, there's a kind of a friction or a charge. A friction and a charge is released, and that contributes to your life energy, at least in the lungs and in the blood. It moves into the heart, then is circulated through the blood to your whole body. Just one of the ways you bring in life energy. Okay, now take a pause. And while you're resting, I'm going to be looking for any viral signatures that may have entered your field. And this is going to be very non-local because there are so many of you, and also it is to allow even people at any time who may listen to this recording to be equally benefited. So we're doing this, you might say, in a spaceless, timeless, locationless place. Spessartite rose quartz to endocrine system windows. Just a very tiny, tiny amount. Just enough that as much as you need, unique for everyone. Tuning up the orange color ray throughout your body. Okay, focusing now specifically at the mental layer of your aura. Causal. Nice. There was a viral energy there, and it has been successfully deactivated. So, in other words, within the group, if there was anyone who had picked up a virus that's in the third layer of their aura, we were able to remove the life out of it, you might say, the color ray, life energy out of it, so that the causal layer of your aura, the third layer, is now clear and more balanced. Checking the emotional layer, which is the second layer of your aura. And forever may have one there. Bring in some morganite. That's the heart song, Morganite, Rhodonite, White Barrel formula. Again, carnelian, white barrel, emerald, dark green of Anchurin, that visceral organ window, carnelian, emerald, amethyst. Containment field. Circle of turquoise. And then down into the earth. Checking superphysical layer of the aura, the first layer of the aura. Also noticing that this group has a particularly strong, it's like this layer of energy just coming off the skin, which is being very protective. Let's strengthen the skin system. It is called the integumentary system. Skin, hair, nails. Yeah, it's in nice health, energetically at least, and its protective mechanisms are very good. I'm going to take a moment to scan the different layers of your skin, noting that they are all quite equal in energetic vitality. which is probably contributing to your resilience so far, why you can be exposed and yet not have symptoms. So thank you. This is very good to learn, because this can now help others for sure. And we'll just do a scan inside the body. Awesome. Clearing to nourish. So what I saw inside the body is that if there was any virus in there, your immune system has found a way to disable it right off the bat. So I would like to invite all of the intelligence centers throughout your body and being, especially the intelligence centers at your immune system and your acute flow system, lymphatic system, nervous system, circulatory system, chakra system, to take a look at this. Take a look at how your body has been coping with this, and how it was able to disassemble this footprint of viral presence. It was a footprint. It was as though it had been there, but your body took care of it. So I'm asking your intelligence centers to identify, to look within themselves and identify how. How did that happen? What did they do? To be able to disable this virus. And in bringing forward that information, your own being will be able to be more aware of and fully operational, it will be able to know what to do if another viral entity gets through the layers of your aura and into your body. Okay, inviting that information to come forward and be remembered by your intelligence centers, for the genetic code to imprint this, for the genetic code to mirror upon itself what it did, what the microbiome throughout your body did, in cooperation with your immune system, to overcome this particular virus. And it could be any virus that gets into your body. So imprinted in your genetic code and also yet flexible to learn more, as there is more to be learned in time and with experience. Okay, there are many gemstones that we have placed on different points on your body, endocrine windows, immune windows, respiratory windows, acute flows windows, organ, visceral organ windows. And those gems may remain in place, their frequencies, for as long as that symbiotic relationship is required. That may be minutes or maybe hours. Most likely by tomorrow they will have dissolved. Of course, you can always ask them to leave if that is what you'd like to do. The diamond energy that we worked with today is a representative of your own blueprint diamond. And that is yours. And it's with you forever. The diamonds that I use just help awaken that blueprint knowing within you. At this point, I'd like to invite all the work that we've done today to be received, accepted, remembered, integrated, and manifested to the level of your comfort and acceptance. May this occur throughout your body and being, starting with the third dimension, including north and south, east and west, above and below. From the soul star within you to the earth star beneath your feet, to the heaven star above. May all three dimensions be fully integrated. The integration now moves into the fourth dimension of your being, including time, space, and causation, past, present, and future. Here and now, and into the forever. May the fourth dimension be fully integrated. The integration now moves into the fifth dimension, including all of mind. And then beyond the mind, to include all intuition, and all spirituality, may your entire being be fully integrated. Feel the furniture supporting your body. Feel your body against the furniture. Feel your feet, wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. Open your eyes for a moment to remember where you are in the here and now. Then you can shut them again if you want to. See if you can initiate the swallow reflex or take a drink of water if you have some nearby. I'd like to give gratitude to the diamonds and the gemstones for their service today. Gratitude also to the earth for the home that she gives us. Gratitude to the heaven energies for feeding us all. Okay, feel the left and the right sides of your body, feeling them come together. Two halves of a whole. Left finding the right finding the left. And then the front half of your body and the back half of your body. Two halves of a whole coming together. And then the upper half of your body and the lower half of your body. Two halves of a whole coming together, inviting some liquid diamond to help bring the above and the below into integration. Feel the wholeness of your being, fully in your body, fully here and now. And I want to thank you so much for attending tonight's session. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it was meaningful to you. It was certainly meaningful for me. I very much appreciate your attendance. Bye for now.